Now, LeBron James owns Blaze Pizzas?
What?
Like the Blaze Pizzas that are here?
Are part of LeBron's reach?
Okay, here's how I heard it. So it said a California-based pizza chain backed by LeBron James. So maybe he's not the sole proprietor.
Okay. But he's got a hand in it.
They're serving White Claw pizza today?
White Claw pizza.
So apparently one day only, they say they're going to serve pizzas with a crust made only using the popular hard seltzer drink. Now, White Claw is a sparkling water with alcohol in it. It contains basically as much alcohol as a beer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, I think we're all familiar with White Claw.
So this is what their executive chef said. By the way, he drinks the same kind of White Claw I do.
The mango?
Yep. He said, while sipping on a mango White Claw, I thought, why not make dough with this instead of filtered water? Turns out it tastes great. After combining a few of our fresh ingredients, the final recommended topping list offers a balance of spicy and tangy with a bit of tropical sweetness to balance it out. So you made a Hawaiian pizza spiked?
I can't get behind this at all.
I knew it.
It's like saying, gosh, you know, I was in the bathroom drinking a White Claw and I thought maybe I should use this to unclog my drains.
It says, like our pizzas, White Claw is crafted with simple and clean ingredients.
Nope. Just stay in your lane, White Claw.
And the brand has an irreverent attitude. So they're trying it out. So apparently on this day only.
Okay.
And using the mango flavored.
Sure.
So, yeah. My faves.
In possible future news, one of the lead exterminating companies was, the leader was sipping on a White Claw. I'm like, you know what? If I don't want bees at my picnic, I just open a White Claw and leave it about 20 feet away. Are we sure this wasn't White Claw being like, hey guys, listen, we know that our time is fleeting. So if you could figure out a way to work this into a crust.
You think White Claw's already dying, so they have to find it.
Yeah. They're like, we know there's a lot of other options out there right now.
We know that the people who love White Claw are aging out of the bar scene, and so we need to, find a way to keep it on the shelves.
If you could convince people that this belongs in pizza, that would be great.
Yeah, this is a real story. 2020. Will be used at 40 locations. Okay, see, so I don't know if it's our... I couldn't really figure that out.
Well, we'll have to...
It's dabbling in some bubbly pizza dough.
Nope.
That's how they...
That's
how they announced it.
Every now and then I see a food or a drink product and I think, no, you should have just stayed where you are. Now, that being said, every now and then you get what I would consider a small miracle. For example... When Amy and I were kids, they came out with a like Dr. Pepper and 7-Up gum that had, it was gum and then in the middle was the syrup that you have for those pops.
That was disgusting.
I thought they were amazing.
What?
Oh, I thought those were the best gums ever.
Yuck. Do you also like Rip Your popsicles?
I do.
Do you like the banana ones?
No.
Okay.
Because I'm not a monster.
Okay, thank you. My sister the other day was like, do you want a popsicle? Sure. Do you have the Rip Ear or the banana? I'm like, those are the two worst flavors.
Those are the ones she asked for?
Yeah. I was like, those are the two. I specifically get the boxes without the Rip Ear, without the banana. They're the worst. And she's like, oh, I only buy boxes because she's a monster. I only buy boxes of Rip Ear and banana popsicles. Who are you?
My brother-in-law loves popsicles. And so my sister's been using Instacart lately.
Yeah.
And they called and said, they're all sold out of the type of popsicle you want. Do you want this other one? And my sister said, describe the box. And so they said, well, it looks like it's got a red one and a blue one on the cover. And Chrissy goes, yeah, that sounds fine. So they get home. They're cotton candy flavored.
Oh, no.
And so Chrissy said, two boxes of these popsicles. So if you come over to my house, expect a disgusting popsicle treat with dinner.
Now I'm being attacked by all the people who like root beer and banana popsicles. That's fine. You do you. It takes all of us. That's why there's other flavors in the box.
It's true. It's true.
Most specifically, my own personal phone is blowing up with friends and family members who, and that's why we're friends and family. So I can eat the other ones and you can have the root beer and banana ones.
So I, and take this with a grain of salt.
Okay.
I'm going to throw some shade here.
Oh, what?
We are not one of the Blaze pizza locations that have this.
Oh, man.
Most of them are in Florida and California. Two zones where I don't trust the people who are eating food.
Oh, man.
Because they're taking it in weird directions that I just can't get behind. So if you want to take a quick trip
to Boca Raton. So now we're going to have to make it ourselves. I'll DIY that.
I'll do it.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll DIY this White Claw crust and let you know how it goes. I'll bring you a sample.
A homemade one sounds even worse than the store-bought one.
I still need to make you your bagels.
Sure.
I need to get that accomplished. I learned how to make bagels on TikTok. You guys see my TikTok time is paying off. I learned how to make 4-ingredient bagels, and they're amazing. I have to bring those to you.
By the way, do you know what the word Boca Raton translates to roughly?
No.
Rat's mouth. So when people tell you about their vacation home in Boca Raton, Florida, it's beautiful. It's rat's mouth.
Rat's mouth, Florida.
Rat's mouth, Florida. Just throwing a little Spanish at you.
Jan is on hold and apparently has something that I'm going to love.
Yeah, this is definitely the Amy Eiler side of things. Jana, welcome to KFGO. Now, you were telling me about ham.
Yeah, hi, guys. I always bake a ham and I use orange juice.
Yep.
Well, I went to bake my ham, and oh no, I'm out of orange juice. But you know what I wasn't out of? Mango White Claw.
Yes!
No!
Yes! Yeah, Jana, we're friends already. And you used it in the ham. Please tell me you used it in the ham.
I used it in the ham. I baked my ham with mango White Claw. It was a good life hack, but it's not, and it was an okay substitute. It's not something I would use every time I bake a ham. But it worked.
I love how reckless everyone who drinks mango White Claws are. They're like drinking it and they're like, I'm going to put this in a ham. I'm going to put this in pizza dough. I'm going to put this in whatever I can. Whatever else I'm eating, mango White Claws should be in it. So it didn't have, it doesn't have that much of a citrus taste. Could you taste it at all?
It was maybe a little bit more dry than my regular ham would be.
Yeah.
Because of the alcohol content, I'm assuming.
Sure.
But was able to draw out some of the sweetness of the ham, I would say.
You're my people, Jana.
Now, Jana, don't get too crazy. Don't put this in a steamer and be like, I'm going to have my broccoli or White Claw style tonight.
Yeah, we'll maybe hold off on that.
Okay. Well, I'll try it for you.
I'm sure Amy appreciates you putting a win in that column.
Thank you. Thank you. Another win in the Mango White Claw column. Thanks, Jana.
Thanks, guys. Yeah.
Telling you, there's something specific about those of us who drink Mango White Claw. There's something specific going on. I don't know what
it is. You're a club.
We're a gang.
Yeah. Watch out, it's the White Claws.
We're the White Claws. The Mango White Claws.
Yeah.
Very specific.